Okay. This is an update on Ryan, my grandson-in-law. Ryan got to do his treatment even without insurance approval, and it's never done there like that. And they had to, on the fly, type up a waiver. God is the only way to explain that. Keep praying insurance finally gives their stamp of okay. Well, I'm praying healing. I ain't praying no stamp of no insurance. But we know God is healing that boy. The treatment we are doing is a combo from a case study in Europe that showed success in Ryan's specific cancer. Praise God. God's going to meet them wherever they are. You know what I'm saying? It is not technically FDA approved in combination together. This facility also never does anything not FDA approved, and they did. God's showing out again. The prayer is needed. Ryan's cancer to respond so well to this treatment that it kills it all the cancer. He responds beyond all human comprehension, and we are on the road to being healed. Ryan to have no side effects. He was told multiple times today how strong this dose was. Well, Lord, we know you're in control. And I thank you, Father, that he is completely healed and that we neutralize the chemotherapy from killing anything but the cancer itself in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that he's not going to have any after effects of it in Jesus' name. And he's going to wonder what in the world happened. And God, you're going to show up and tell him, "Hey, it's me, son. I could have done that with all that garbage you went through. I could have done it with just a touch of my hand." Father, we thank you for doing that for Ryan. We thank you for doing that for Tiffany. Lord, bring them into that knowledge. Open up their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears to hear and see the truth of the real gospel, to be able to trust you, Father God, implicitly. And Lord, we thank you for that. I know that's where you're taking him, Father, and I praise you for it, because I know that Jesus heals then and he heals now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, anybody else got a prayer request? I'm going to tell you something about communion.
Do you want to start the recording?
Do what?
Do you want to start the recording?
I'm on the job. I got it this time. I know I failed in the past, but I got it tonight. Glory to God. I got y'all to remind me. Thank you, Jesus.
Helen's got a prayer request.
Okay, go ahead.
My sister Martha is a Christian, and she would like prayer for. She's been diagnosed with a sort of intestinal cancer, and she's believing for healing.
Okay.
So she would like prayer for that, please.
Okay, you want me to pray?
Yes, please.
Okay. What's her name?
Martha.
Martha. Mary and Martha. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father. Glory to God. We lift up Martha to you, and we know, Lord, that you have given us authority. We have an open heaven tonight. I know people out there have already been praying for tonight, and I thank you, Father, that we do have an open heaven, and you hear every word we say. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of cancer off of Martha to go right now in Jesus' name. I command that fear of cancer to go in the name of Jesus. And I command every symptom that this cancer has left with her to leave her body right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that she has completely healed, delivered, and set free from cancer from this point on. And I thank you, Father, that she's going to give you the glory for her healing. In Jesus' name, because I believe, they believe, and everybody here believes, Father, and I praise you that Martha is healed from this cancer in Jesus' name. She's a child of yours, Lord, and she don't have to put up with it. And we don't put up with it with her in Jesus' name, because we know it's gone. in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. I believe it.
Thank you.
Amen.
She's healed. That's a done deal. Write it down because it's done. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Ooh, my goodness gracious, man. The Holy Spirit's all over this fellowship. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? Y'all think I'm lying? I ain't lying. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Woo, my. Go ahead. Let me see here. Leonard.
Hey, would you all pray for us and our family, especially for my wife, Yelena? She's only about 2 or 3 weeks away from giving birth to our fifth child. And we just, we're trusting the Lord to orchestrate everything in a wonderful way and bless us through this experience and deliver us from any fear, anxiety, or anything like that. And just want to bless the Lord and thank Him for everything.
Amen. All right. Yes, sir, we can do that. Lord, we lift up Yelena to you and this baby. We thank you, Father, that your hand is on her and the baby. And it's going to be a smooth birth, no pain birth. And she's going to know it's coming from you, Lord. And I thank you for it, that this baby's going to be healthy. She's going to be healthy. And this is going to be a baby for you, Father. And I praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that number five is grace. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. She's going to be fine. She's going to be just fine. Ooh, my. Thank you, Lord. That's going to be a big baby, too.
That's going to be normal.
Okay. That's right. Not exactly a blessing, Michael.
Well, it is, too.
Healthy.
Healthy. Okay. Healthy's good. Healthy's good.
If you had to birth a baby, you wouldn't know that.
Praise God. I ain't got to go through that. Thank you, Jesus.
Mute me, Michael. I can't mute.
Huh? Please.
Can you move, mute me? I can't mute. Michael's crying. I got you. Thank you.
I got you. Oh, I thought I did. Huh. It's not muting for whatever reason.
I'll come back in.
Get your taser, Anna. There, you got it. You got it. Amen.
All baby right. Number, who's next? Baby number five. Sounds like Phil and Lana got some catching up to do.
May never happen, huh? All right. Yes, more of the baby, the better. Praise God. We'll get a bigger trailer. We'll haul them all around the mountain. Go ahead, Judy.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'd like prayer, please. About the last half hour, I've been being attacked on my eyes with a lot of itch and some irritations. If you would all pray for me.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now, we command those eyes to straighten up and line up with the word of God.
Amen.
I command the itching to stop. I command the irritation to stop. I command complete, total 2020 vision in those eyes. Amen. Right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Father, that Judah is healed, delivered, and set free from any eye problems. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. No allergies Jesus. Here or anything else. Thank you, nope. Father. Amen.
No.
Amen.
That house praise is Lord. Blessed. She's blessed, and everything around it's blessed. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. I receive
amen
all that.
Amen and amen.
And then some. Ooh, praise God. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Barbara. How you is? How you doing? Everything all right? That's cool. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Denny.
Yeah. Not everyone was on when I introduced Hadassah. This is our daughter, Hadassah, and visiting down here.
Hi.
So, telling her about the Zoom meeting. So there are people from all over the world, actually. Mm-hmm.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. All right. Lord bless.
We got people from California, all the way over to Tennessee to let me see, Dave's in somewhere, Ohio. He's up straight up somewhere. And Michigan. Then Michigan. Oh, yeah, he's from up there in the iceberg country. And then Steve's out there in Indianapolis. Andrew's in Canada. Barbara's in Indiana. No, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Pennsylvania. Rion and Claire, Lord knows, that's some country over there. And some down south down there. They're from Tasmania.
And they're from way down under.
In South Africa. Do what?
They're from way down under.
Yeah. And then Greg from Australia. And Barry and Marilyn, they're from Washington. And Judy and Sue, Lord knows where they're from. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't hear it. They're from here. Missy's up in Pennsylvania. Chantel's up in New Jersey. Phil and Lana's in Missouri. Praise God. And Vanita, let me thank you. I got to think just a minute where you are. She's from somewhere up north. I don't remember. New York? Go ahead.
Michigan,
yeah.
I live right here.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm supposed to know what that is.
It's by Flint, Michigan.
I was going to say, it looks like about Midland to me.
It's right in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, go, Pat. And Pat, you're in Pennsylvania too, aren't you?
It's called Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's what they call PA. Paul. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request?
Did we mention our South African?
Yeah, I did.
Fellows?
Yeah.
Petra.
Petra, she was in here a while ago. Where'd she go? Okay. And then William, he's in South Africa also. Go ahead, Will.
I contacted an old friend of mine, actually of my sister and I. We had this two friends. And she told me her father died in a car accident October the 24th. And her mom and gran was also in the car. Her mom broke her wrist and her pelvis is cracked. She found it out today, and she said excruciating pain. The whole family is very sad. So I just want to lift them up tonight.
Okay.
Lord, I pray for release in her family, that they will get through this time praising you and being joyful about seeing her dad in heaven. She said she knows he's in heaven. She's sure he's there. And I'm glad that she knows. And I also knew her dad, and I'm also confident that he's there. So that's a good thing. I pray for her mom, and they said a truck drove in front of them. I just pray that they'll forgive the truck driver and bless him, and not that they won't harbor any unforgiveness against the truck driver, Lord, and inevitably then against you. Please just keep them close during this time and help them to get through this. And then I've got some cow problems. There is this cow we've got. My goodness. She is very naughty. She does whatever she wants. She jumps fences. We try to chase her down the hill. No, David, Michael, you don't understand. It's I don't want to speak curses, but she's a certain time of the year, she grazes on the neighbor's farm for like 3 months. And then I sort of have to hide from our neighbor and sort of, and then she doesn't go into the kraal at all. She does what she wants, but not that she's an Olympic gold medalist at jumping fences. She clears an electric fence. So the neighbor told us he can't keep her out of his electric fences. And it's, there's so much stories. I don't want to speak. I'd rather not speak faith over her. And I've been praying for her. If we can just praise the Lord that this year she'll stop her bad behavior and come down that hill and just act normally. I'll appreciate that. I just want to pray, Lord. I pray for that cow. I won't say the name because it's Afrikaans, but it's my dad calls her. Let's just rather leave it there. Not luckily, it's not a bad name. That she'll stop jumping fences and start behaving herself, Lord, and bring and come down that valley. And she's got a posse too that she's trained. That everybody, they'll also come down that valley and just give me some peace, I pray, Lord, and thank you. Thank you for your authority over animals. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, speak to that cow, Lord, just like you did to the fish that swallowed Jonah, Father God, and tell her to behave in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. We command that rebellion out of that woman cow right now in the name of Jesus.
So Michael, you're
you submit, cow. Jesus' name.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Father, I pray that you would make the grass greener on William's side of the fence and keep the cow over there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, that was good.
That's going to be one for the books, Will. Amen. Old rebellious cow. I had a horse like that one time. That's all right. It's gone too. All right. Anybody here? Thank you, Lord, for your answer prayer. Yeah, Judy, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got a friend of the family. His name is Kent Kirshner. His son is named Justin. He's got a real aggressive cancer, and he's starting chemo, and he's only in his early 20s, so I'd just like for you to pray for him.
Is he a believer?
They believe in God and Jesus. Other than that, I really don't know how much more.
Okay. What, you know what kind of cancer it is? Well, it really doesn't make any difference.
Jesse, real aggressive. It's
Justin?
Yeah, Justin.
Okay. All right, Lord, we lift up Justin to you. We thank you, Father, that you're going to show him your glory. And, Father, we thank you for that. And in the name of Jesus right now, we command that spirit of cancer off of Justin.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name, you go from him. That spirit of the fear of cancer, you go as well in Jesus' name. And, Father, I thank you that everything that the enemy has done to him will be healed, is already healed, delivered, and he is set free by the power and the blood of Jesus all over Justin right now. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Father, for your healing touch upon Justin right now. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you show him your angels that are ministering to him right now in Jesus' name so that he'll know that it's God doing it, not the doctors, that you'll get the praise, Father, and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing Justin in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Michael.
All right. Michael, yes.
We prayed for my daughter, Angie, this morning, but I was the one that prayed. I was wondering if you'd pray for her tonight. She's going to go into a halfway house because she has been drinking. So she's going to go into a halfway house and commit for 6 months to a year.
Okay. You want me to pray for her?
Yeah. I'm
with or did you want? Okay. Lord, we lift up. This is Angie or Amy?
Angie, the oldest.
Angie, okay. Yeah, Lord, we lift up Angie to you, and we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in her. And Father, we thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, that this halfway house would be somebody there that loves the Lord and that would talk to Angie.
Yes.
And that she would listen and that she would get in to the Word. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this addiction. I command it to go from her in Jesus' name. And this rejection, I command it to go from her in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the fear of rejection, you go from her right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for healing and delivering Angie in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that she's going to stay there the whole time, and she's going to be a blessing to everybody there, because she's going to get in the word, and God, you're going to do mighty wonders in her life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Amen and amen. It is done, Judy.
Can I pray, Michael?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Which one is this one for again?
Angie.
Angie, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for Angie, Father God, and we lift her up to you, Father. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for drawing her unto yourself, Father God. And we just, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would deliver her from this darkness in her life, Father God, that she would begin to walk the path of righteousness, Father God, and the sin would fall off of her, Father God. I pray that you break through her heart, Father, and touch her like no one else can, Father God. In Jesus' name, I bind this darkness, Father God, any generational curses, Father God. And Lord, I ask that you would just grant her repentance, Father God, and just a mighty deliverance from this addiction, Father God, and freedom, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, I would like prayer for my left ankle. I have some sort of pulled muscle or something. I have pain in it for the last couple of days. I would like prayer, please.
Okay. All right. Lord, we lift up that ankle to you right now. In Jesus' name, I command the pain to go. I command the discomfort to go. And I command it to be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that her ankle is healed. She's not going to she'll wake up in the morning. She'll wonder, well, what happened? Well, it was you, Lord. Glory be to God. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, she's not going to have to wait till in the morning. The pain is gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. It's healed, Helen. It's healed. Thank you, Jesus. I see somebody I want to pray for. Chantel, can I pray for you? All right. In the name of Jesus right now, I command this depressive spirit off of you right now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. And I thank you, Father, that you're putting in her right now supernatural energy to take care of whatever she has to take care of during the work and when she gets home in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that you're doing a mighty work in Chantel in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask and I pray that everything that she needs that you're going to supply. When she asks for it, Lord, you're going to provide. Because you said all you have to do is ask, to seek, and to knock. And that you would give it. And Father, I thank you for it. Placing that in Chantel to do. In Jesus' name. I command that oppressive spirit to go. Depressive spirit to go. And I command complete joy, peace, and rest in her. Right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Man, I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Anyone else? Need prayer? Has anybody got a testimony? Prayer, praise report. I got a praise report. Everybody we prayed for tonight is healed in Jesus' name and delivered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, help me, Lord. My, 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 my. I wish y'all could see what I'm seeing. I see a bunch of God's people out there with big old smiling faces. Glory to God. The peace and the joy is all over y'all. My Jesus, my Jesus. Yeah, go on, Missy. Get up and dance, girl. Yes, we are, Judy. We all are blessed beyond our wildest dreams. And I'm going to tell you something. I got some wild dreams. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, Denny, go ahead.
Yeah, Dasha wants to share something.
Okay.
Hi. So, hello. I just found out my mother-in-law has some cancer cells in her breast, and she just found out about it. So she doesn't want a lot of people knowing, but I know she wouldn't mind prayer. So she's a believer, and she's had biopsies in the past on lumps that were always, you know, nothing. But this time they did find something, so she has to go in for surgery. So if we could just pray and believe for a complete healing for her. Her name is Robin.
Robin. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. All right, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we lift up Robin to you. She's one of yours. I'm going to ask a real favor, Lord, for Robin. I'm going to ask, Lord, that when she goes to get this thing taken out, it's not going to be there. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that cancer to go. In Jesus' name, I command all the everything that is destroyed be healed in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that Robin's going to be given the glory to God when the doctor said there's nothing there. I don't know what's going on, but there's nothing there. And then she's going to raise her hands. Oh, my. Thank you, Father, that she is healed, delivered, and set free. Robin, you're healed. Praise God for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We got a bunch of believers in here, Hadassah, and that woman is healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. She's a strong believer, and she believes healing. She's claiming it too. So,
okay.
You can see her raising her hands in the doctor's office.
Amen. Well, you can tell her that she's healed because amen. It's so. And when that yes. doctor is going to be amazed. Thank you, Jesus. My. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Vanita. I'll get right to you, Anna. You got to unmute. There you go.
Yeah. My husband and I and two kids and our dog are going to be driving. We're leaving on Sunday. We're going to drive from Michigan to Seattle to drop my daughter off. She moved there. And so we're going to be there. And we're driving out there and driving back, and we're going to be back February 1st. So just prayer for safe travels and an enjoyable Amen. Time together.
Amen. Lord, we just lift up Benita and her husband and her family in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that that vehicle that they're going in is not going to get one scratch. As a matter of fact, everything on that vehicle is blessed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it's going to get good gas mileage out there with no problem and come right back with no problems. And it's going to be a smooth time for the family. And it's going to be a joyful time with the family because we prayed. And Vanita believes, and we thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing somebody to talk to her husband that he'll listen in the name of Jesus. That he comes to you in a mighty, mighty way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. It's done.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That car is just going to be so awesome on the way there and back. You're going to know it's God.
It's going we're going through the mountains in Colorado, so I don't know how much snow is out there, but. We're just
going to
slide right through.
Amen. That's right. It ain't going to make no nail mine. Ain't going to make no nail mine. It's going to go right on through without any problems. That's right. Thank you, Lord. All right. Somebody else have their hand? Oh, that was Anna. Yeah. Go ahead, Anna. You just muted yourself. You were unmuted. Yeah, It's that little button. Amen.
Can you hear me
there
now?
There you go. Yeah. Don't touch it. Get your hand off of it.
It's got a really long lag, so I kept hitting it. Anyways, okay. I have a little testimony. Before that, I did want to pray for Vanita's trip, Lord. Even before she said anything, it was coming to me. So in the name of Jesus, we just for snow, Lord, that they would have dry highways, Lord, as they go through the passes, that Lord, that you would just make a dry road before them, the way there and the way back, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Father, for clearing the way. They're not going to have any snow or ice, in Jesus' name. Amen. I did want to share a little testimony. I have a little New Testament Bible, an ASV, and it's about the size of like a regular book, like a Sovereign God. And I've been using it, and I lost it 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was like, I can't figure out where I could have possibly put this book because I've been using it every day. And I looked, I thought everywhere. And so yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I decided to pray. And I was like, Lord, help me find this book because I can't figure out where it could have gone. So I just started looking after I prayed. And I found it. It had fallen behind the bed in the crack between the bed and the wall. But I thought, I'm pretty sure I already looked there. So I was just praising the Lord because it had been lost. I'd been looking for 2 or 3 weeks. And then it was right after I prayed that God just put in my heart, go look there. So praise God. Yeah, I got it back. And I'm just like, thank you, Lord. It's the little things.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Man, that's not a little thing. You're talking about the Word of God, girl.
I have another Bible I was using.
Well, I know, but it's still the Word of God. You got to have some reverence here. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you mute me, Michael? It's not working again.
Yeah, I can do that. I think I can. No, I can't. You have to do it yourself. They took that away from me when I updated here some time ago. Okay, you got it. All right. I hate it when they take my authority away. I just hate it. All right. Anybody else? Because I like to do that. You know, I can shut them up. Glory to God. All right. Who's next? Who's got a testimony or a praise report? Let me tell you a little secret here.
Claire's got a hand up.
Who?
Claire.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Claire.
It's only a little one, but on Sunday, I was busy preparing my schoolroom because I was starting school again on Monday. And my boy is supposed to be learning how to tell the time, and I've got this really cute little puzzle with 12 little blocks in it, and every block is the number. And anyway, so I'm very particular about puzzles and quite particular about everything in general, and trying to be less so. But number 12 was missing, and it got a bit sensitive in the house. So I sent everyone to their rooms to pray, and then I brought them out and we all prayed together, and I asked the Lord to give us the 12, and I went to the kitchen with Rian to have a discussion about the 12 and what this will mean if we don't find the 12. And while I was still speaking, and Tabby came and she said, I found the 12, and it was in a completely different room. Like the puzzle had not gone to that room. It was not supposed to be there, but it was right at her wardrobe. And so he sent the 12. And I just think that's, quite
that's awesome.
You know, we vacuum cleaned both myself and Claire at that spot since they used that clock. It was definitely not there. It was an angel who went it and then put it right there in the middle of the room, just lying there.
Amen. I have one question. When you told her you had to find it, did you lay your taser up on the table and we have to find it, huh?
Michael.
Okay. Well, praise God. That's a good testimony. And that was a good testimony for her too.
Yeah, it's good.
Name the block Matthias.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. All right, go ahead, Sue or Judy.
I've been having this song going over my head with all the prayers that were brought forth, and I believe it's for the people, you know, that have had prayers, you know, for healings and stuff. So it's everybody, a lot of people would know it already, but anyway, I felt like I need to be obedient and pray and sing it for everybody. Repenting, you children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Woo! Arise and sing, you children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up our hearts and rejoice before him. Open up our hearts and rejoice before him. Open up our hearts and rejoice before him, for the Lord is our God. Yes!
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. We praise you, Father.
Got prayers for healing and stuff and everything are delivered. They're delivered. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Yeah, Denny.
Deb wants to share something.
I've had a sciatic problem in my right hip going down my thigh, and I was healed of that. Before I would just have adjustments for that and everything, but I was healed a bit in the past. And it started acting up again. And I was sitting here, I was walking in the house, like it took a step, like, oh my goodness. You know, I was thinking about straight after prayer, but thinking like, well, no, I've been trusting you for it, Lord. But you know, I just felt such a magnetism, or what, I don't know what to say, such a something in the spirit here through all these prayers. And I just felt like I was healed, and I was thinking to share it. And I thought, I'm going to get up and walk first. When I get up, I feel it and walk, but I didn't feel it at all. So I just sat down, and then Sue shared her song. So I just know that God healed me, and I really felt it strong, you know, here in my spot anyway. I don't know where you guys are feeling it.
Amen. So,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We command that silly active nerve to keep away from her from this point on in Jesus' name. Ever what you call that thing.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Go ahead, Dominique.
Okay. So before we joined, or before I joined, like about an hour before I joined, this random rage came over me. I was very mad. Like, I'm at work too. So, you know, and it seemed like everything was going wrong while I was upset. So I was like, okay, I need to relax for a little bit. And then I was thinking about what you said, like, you got to make sure you're forgiving and everything before you join tonight for communion. So I was like, all right, God, if I'm not cooled off before, you know, 8 o'clock, I'm not going to join because I don't want to cause anything. And then like, I looked at the time, and it was like 20 minutes till I had to be on here, and I felt like a immense peace over me, and I haven't been mad since. I've been very calm, which is awesome. Amen. I don't know what it was. It came out of nowhere, really. But yeah, it's gone now. So
it was a spirit of rage. That's what it was, but it's gone. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. All right, brother. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Will, go ahead, brother.
I forgot to mention something. That friend we prayed for a release, she told me that 2 years ago they sold their property here in Mpumalanga. This is our province. And they bought another property, a farm in the Cape. And when I asked her, it turned out they're not more than an hour, if I'm correct with my estimation, they're not more than an hour and 20 minutes away from the new farm that they bought for her brother and her sister and her sister's husband. Their whole family was going to move there. That farm is not more than an hour and 20 minutes away from Prince Albert. So I was just laughing about that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let that man out that can. That's an old joke. All right. Anybody else? Yes, go ahead, Claire.
This is quite a a personal one, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but then when Dominic mentioned the rage, it seems the Lord wants me to share. On Sunday with the 12 situation, it created a much bigger reaction than what is obviously warranted. And I was speaking to Rian and I was saying, I have got such rage in me, like I can feel it and I don't know why. I should not be having this in me. The anger demon's gone, like everything that I know to be gone, and I'm a clean vessel as far as I know. I don't have unforgiveness or anything. And I said to him, but it can't go on like this. Like, I can't feel this way. I shouldn't feel this way about some stupid toy. And I went and I opened the Bible and I got Hezekiah, where it says, and the thing went suddenly. So I think it's when he was healed from the disease and he got 15 years more or something. But the words were, and the thing went suddenly. And so Rian said, well, this has to go. So we got on our knees, we started praying, and my stomach got so sore. There was such a big, sharp pain in the lower part of my abdomen. And then in the spirit, I could see this really huge yellow snake with red spots on it. And it was just all in there, all in the organs and just doing its thing. And I said to him, I'm not having you here. Like, you're not allowed. And it was speaking faith and spoke words. And then I saw Jesus. And he just put his sword down and he just did this and he popped this thing and it left. And I believe that whatever that was is gone. Amen. And deliverance is sweet.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, there ain't going to be no yellow snake in us in Jesus' name. You got to go. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. And then the verse I got to confirm that it was gone was... Revelation, where it says, and the what did it say? The beast and the beast was dead, or something. I think in Revelation 13, I can't remember, but I could anyway. It doesn't matter. It was confirmation. So gracious,
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, go ahead, Julie.
I'd like some prayer for something similar to that. I've been dealing with irritation, frustration, and anger when certain physical things in my realm aren't working like they're supposed to be. And I don't want any of that in me. And I've talked to the Lord about it and confessed my sin, but if you would all pray for me. Or deliverance from those things, the irritation, frustration, anger, impatience.
Amen. All right, in the name of Jesus right now, we command that spirit of impatience, anger, bitter, whatever it is, you got to go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of her. I bind you up first and cast you out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You go and take all your little buddies with you and don't come back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that she is delivered, set free by the blood of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Amen, glory, hallelujah. And I'm speaking to any other infirmities in her body right now. I command healing in her body. I command that spirit of infirmity off of her. You go. In the name of Jesus, and I praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah, that she is healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. From this day forth, she is healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Whew. My, hallelujah. My.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
All right. I believe it. Y'all believe it?
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. We have the victory. All right. Anyone else? David just texted me, said he's ready. When he comes in, let's do this. Y'all want to make him feel uncomfortable? Let's do this. As soon as he gets in and he can hear, everybody stand up and clap for him. Yay! Do that and watch his reaction. Watch his reaction. Let's do that. No kidding. I ain't lying. I ain't lying. I'll whoop you out of here if you don't do it. Now, I mean, I can do that. I have that authority. No, y'all just do what you feel like you need to do. He'd love it. All right, let me text him and tell him, come on in. Come on in, David. You don't have to be quiet. I mean, he can hear you. I guess I'm going to have to get up and go out there. Well, he's got to log in. We ready when you are. Everybody got your stuff ready? See, I had to even let him in. I have that authority. Come on in, David. You can come in. You may enter.
Okay. He'd be on the other screen. Or
Michael could see and say, oh, he's here now or something.
That's it.
Who, what? Denny?
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Oh. Hi, y'all.
Yay! Yay!
Bravo!
Hey, Malcolm.
Doing in my living room.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lord bless you, David. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, it's our living rooms.
Where were we? Where are you ending up here, Mike?
Well, do what?
Are you ready? What are we ready
for? Anytime you are, David. Yeah, we've already prayed and had our testimonies, and we're just waiting on you, and we're looking for some good things after this. Look, here's the girl. They see the kids out there waving at you, David? See Claire and Ryan's children out there waving at you?
Yes.
You're supposed to wave back. There you go. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Oh, we're just wanting you to go ahead anytime you're ready.
Okay, I want to encourage you a little bit first. I'm hearing from people that are a little discouraged. They think things are going awry here.
David, you're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I got my Bible in my lap, so I can't get my computer too close. I'm hearing some people are discouraged, you know, about what they're seeing out there. But actually, when I saw it, I just felt it was a fulfillment of what we've been talking about. I've been saying for some time that I felt like the Lord was not going to give this thing to Trump and his compatriots with all of their wisdom and knowledge, all the power that they have and all these things. That I thought the Lord wanted to get the glory for the ending of this thing. And I still feel that way pretty strongly. I'm not in the slightest bit discouraged about it. I don't know how many of you listened to the last broadcast, but I pointed out in there, you know, Eve's dream about how everybody was waiting for Trump to come.
Can you hear me again? Turn me over a little bit, just a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Denny, you keep on muting yourself.
Oh, sorry.
No
That's
problem.
That's okay. That's all right.
So,
I'll get off if I need to.
So anyway, dream was that everybody was waiting. All the reporters were waiting for the president to show up for the inauguration or accepting the presidency or whatever. But he didn't show up. The man child showed up, and the man child was sending the angels out to drag out all of the crummy people in Washington, D.C., and so on and so forth, so that they could be indicted, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I think I said in that last program that he was going to step down, and that this wasn't quite the time. I felt like he was going to step down and run for the president of the new republic, which is coming. And I'm still not doubting there's going to be a war. I believe there is going to be a war. I believe there's going to be trouble. I believe there's going to be judgment on the church, the apostate church, as what I said for all the way, all these years now. So, I mean, if you look in the end of Haggai, I'm just going to speak on this for just a minute. You see that the man child Zerubbabel, born from Babylon, showed up and received a signet, you know, which of course Mordecai did too. The man child, he received it when he was anointed. And so here's Zerubbabel having a signet or representing a signet at a time when the Lord shook the heavens and the earth and overthrew the throne of kingdoms. And we spoke about that in the last broadcast, and destroyed the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overthrow the chariots. He applied it to the Red Sea and those that are in them. We got a shaking coming. The Lord has told us about it. We've had many dreams about it. It's going to shake down Washington. It's going to bury Washington. We had dreams recently, you know, Lakeisha's dream about the Planet X passing through, cracking up the earth and destroying a lot of things on the earth. I just got a dream too. Let me pull that up real quick. This was Claire's dream, and in which President Trump was discouraged. He was finished. He, like he said today, he threw in the towel. You know, he was finished, tired, fearful, so on and so forth. And to make a long story short, Claire and Rian dropped him off at the Pentagon, and he went into a room that couldn't be shaken, evidently, or that wouldn't be destroyed. And it reminded me of the desert prophet Dewey saying about that God was going to bring down DC and the Capitol was going to fall on the Congress, and they weren't going to be able to dig out. The only ones that were going to come out is the ones the Lord ordained. And then they had to form a new government. Well, this is looks like the same thing. This dream here looks like we're talking about probably the same thing here. Lakeisha's dream about the Planet X system coming through, or the Nemesis system coming through, Planet X being the one that's the furthest out and comes closest to the earth. I think what the Lord wants to do is what I've been saying. He is not going to give this to men. He is not going to give this victory to men. I know that Cyrus finished his job. He brought down Babylon. It's still going to happen. But the victory, the final victory, the Lord has been impressing me for some time. He is saving for himself. And I've been praying for that too. I want to see the Lord get the glory. I mean, a lot of people are worshiping President Trump. He's a great man. He's doing great works, but he doesn't deserve this. I mean, there's a lot of people praying and exercising their authority, and they need to keep on doing this. Keep on praying, exercising authority, tearing down the works of darkness. You know, the man child too, sending forth the angels to go and drag these bums out, so on and so forth. Need to keep on doing this. I mean, it's not over. At this time, I think he thinks it's over, but he's just discouraged, like any man that's not really saved could be very easily. After all he's gone through, how many enemies he's got, for goodness sake, you know, and he's finding enemies coming out of the woodwork. They're all being proven who they are through this thing. And I think that's a good thing. And I think the Lord's going to show when he starts the shaking. I mean, this is a takeoff from Hebrews, where he said he's going to shake heavens and the earth. And the only thing that would stand was his kingdom. And nothing else would stand. We're talking about, I think Sandy just sent me a dream. Don and Merlene did it up and sent it to me. Not a dream, but a vision, revelation. She got the Lord. She was looking at the Mississippi River, and God said three times worse. Three times worse. If I remember, that was about an 8.8 where the Mississippi ran backwards. And the one that's going to crack the Great Lakes into the Mississippi and on down, you know, that's one of those earthquakes. That's the one I believe the man child shows up at and is anointed at right there. There is a great shaking coming. It's God shaking. He's going to get the credit for this time. I mean, I believe Trump had to come to the place where people lost their faith in him. You know, he's done a great job. I'm taking nothing from him. I believe he's a great man, and he's only a great man because a great Lord stood him up there and gave him the backbone. That's the only reason. But God, I believe, is going to shake things, exactly what it says in Haggai and what it says in Hebrews. Yet once more, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. And I believe he's going to crack things up. We've been saying this for many years, talking about the great earthquakes that are going to pass across this country. An earth tide that actually moves the skin of the earth as Planet X passes so close to the earth that it takes the mantle and just rips it, twists it on the earth. So I think this is coming. And I haven't seen any reason to believe anything other than what we've been saying. The parallel between the man child and President Trump as Cyrus, it's been going on. But in that last broadcast, we pointed out there's one more thing that's going to come after that. After our timeline, this thing is going to happen. That's what the Lord said. So it's coming. Don't be discouraged. Keep on praying. Keep on warring. We're going to win this thing. Okay. I guess I'll get back to business here. Let's see. 1 Corinthians 11. Let me just read you a little bit, make a few comments, and then we can have the Lord's Supper. You know, which is really a type of the Passover. And as you know, there was a Passover before God's people, you know, headed 7 days down the road to the Red Sea, to part to go across the Red Sea, there was a Passover. A lot of people died. I think we're looking at that. I believe a bunch of people are going to die. And I believe the Lord has shown us that he's going to direct what the deep state turns loose to destroy them. And it's been happening that way. The people who are dying most from COVID, which I believe now is just the flu, it's not the strength of what left China over there. I think that fizzled out, and the flu, basically, the flu is dropping down and so-called COVID is coming up. That's not possible. So we know it's the flu that they're now blaming on COVID very clearly. I believe that obviously the people that are leftists are the ones that are taking the brunt of this. I know when I started saying this over 3 years ago that they were going to shoot themselves in the foot and that they were going to destroy themselves, and it's been happening ever since. I mean, the studies have been done, and it's the leftists that are dying. And it's the leftists that are locking up in the cities where they can't see the sun, which UV rays kills COVID and evidently flu too. So they discovered these things. So anyway, this is a Passover. We still need a Passover because there's some death coming, some judgment coming. And so let me read a little bit here in 1 Corinthians 11. I've been running all day, so I haven't slowed down yet. So let me see where I'm going to start. Maybe 18. 1 Corinthians 11 and 18. First of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and I partly believe it, for there must be also factions among you, that they that are approved may be made manifest among you. I believe this has happened, and I believe now we're coming up to that Passover. We're coming up to this Last Supper. When therefore you assemble yourselves together, it's not possible to eat the Lord's Supper. Because there was factions, you know. So God's been taking care of those, and I think he's through with them here locally. But for in your eating, each one taketh before the other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What have you not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God and put them to shame that have not? What shall I say unto you? Shall I praise you? In this I praise you not. So there was a lot of selfishness and self-will involved there. There was no sacrificial, no crucified life, you know. And he talks a little bit more about it down further. He said, for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in like manner also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. And that word proclaim is also show forth. In other words, we're showing the Lord's death. And I believe what we're seeing here is, again, the Passover. We're eating the Lamb who bore the curse for us and gave us his life, a reconciliation. He gave us his body and blood. We have now his healthy body because he's not under the curse. And the blood, of course, represents, the wine, of course, represents the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And what we receive from our parents' blood was the curse. What we received from their blood was passed on down to us. The Adamic curse that was passed on down to us. And so now we're partaking of this new blood, the blood of Christ. And when we look in the mirror and we see Jesus, we're transformed into that same image from glory to glory. We're accepting by faith that now we're partaking of a different blood, a blood that's not under the curse, a blood that has the nature of Christ in it. The life or nature of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. So this is like baptism. It's an imagination help in our faith because we're accepting the fact that now the blood of Jesus is in us. We are partaking of the blood of Jesus. It's in us. The body of Jesus is ours. Reconciliation has been made. We look in the mirror and we see the body of Jesus. And we see we have the health of Jesus, the deliverance from the curse, because the blood of Jesus has been given to us. And it's sinless and we're not sinful. So when reconciliation is a picture of what's going on here, and we're accepting this when we do the Lord's Supper, we should be able to see that this is what's happening. We are partaking of the Lord's Supper. And he goes on to say in verse 27, wherefore, whosoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. What does it mean, unworthy? Well, if you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, let me just read you a couple of verses there. It says in verse 6, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened. Of course, we partake of the unleavened bread here. For our Passover also has been sacrificed, even Christ. Wherefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So I would say that's a person that is not conscientiously partaking of the body and blood of Christ. It's a leavened life. They have no commitment to accept the sacrifice of Christ as theirs. Or are they applying the sacrifice of Christ to their life, to their body, and to their blood? Let me read a little bit more back in 1 Corinthians 11. It says, but let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh judgment unto himself, if he discern not the body. For this cause, many among you are weak and sickly, and not a few sleep. Well, you know, a little earlier, I read to you a portion there where he speaks of, you know, not having any consideration for the brethren, not preferring the brethren, you know, not discerning the body of the Lord. You know, he was rebuking them. They didn't come together for good. They were coming together for evil and for judgment. And then he warns them not to partake of the body and blood of Christ in an unworthy manner, which is what he's talking about. But if we discerned ourselves, we should not be judged. Well, amen. And I think that everybody who does the Lord's Supper should discern themselves, make sure they've repented and confessed their sins, and everything is made right, justified by faith. You know, we confess our sins. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then, of course, we not only confess our sins, but we confess our Savior, which is justification by faith. He saved us. He delivered us. He lives in us. We don't live anymore. And so that is how, of course, we grow in him and manifest his body and his blood. Amen. So let's just take a moment and do that. You know, to yourselves, you know, just consider any sin that you haven't applied the blood to, right? You should do it now so that there is no judgment upon you, and commit to trusting in the Lord to take all of your sins and nail them on that cross, because that's what happened, right? So take just a moment to do this, and then we'll have the Lord's Supper. Well, Lord, you said to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And I'm sure that everybody knows if there's anything outstanding that they need to confess to you. And we thank you that you have impressed them with this and that we can go on. And thank you, Father, for this in Jesus' name. Okay, back to 1 Corinthians 11. Let's see. Verse 23, for I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, this is my body, which is for you. It was broken for us. He bore the curse for us. It was broken for us. This do in remembrance of me. Okay, Lord, we do have the bread here. And thank you, Father, that today, by faith, we are partakers in the body of Christ. We know that people get healed sometimes when taking the Lord's Supper. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we are healthy because of what you did at the cross. We have the health of Jesus. Because his body was not under the curse. And today, of course, we see many people and we've all experienced the curse upon our bodies. And as we apply the body of Christ, that he became a curse for us. He bore the curse for us. He bore the judgment upon his back. He bore the stripes. He bore the curse upon his body for us so that we could be delivered. Lord, you were broken for us. And we break this bread today in a renewed imagination. And we receive this body into ourselves today. And Lord, we know this is just the beginning of the rest of our lives. And we're going to be partaking of your body. Because you gave your life for us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We receive your gift today. In like manner, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord, we are so privileged to partake of a new blood, of a blood that doesn't bear the curse. Lord, of the blood and the nature and the life of Christ, we partake of it. Into our bodies, we take it today. And we are partaking of this blood because the blood of our parents passed on down to us Adamic sin. And we received the nature of sin with our blood, but you gave us your blood. You made reconciliation. You made an exchange. Now you live in us. Your nature is in us. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Life means nature. So Lord, we thank you. And it means soul. Our soul, Lord, is partaking of your soul today. We receive your blood into ourselves, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, that your life lives in us. In Jesus' name. Lord, we are so privileged to partake of your life in your body. So privileged, Lord. Lord, let us always remember this reconciliation that's been made, this Passover that's been accomplished. We eat the lamb today. We partake of the Passover of the curse that's upon the whole earth, Lord. It is our deliverance from the curse, our deliverance from the destroyer. The passing over of the destroyer is going to wreck the earth, Lord. But we have a Passover. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this gift through faith in Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. We exercise our faith today. We receive this gift of a healthy body and a healthy soul, of a soul that's healed and a body that's healed. We are healed and blessed and delivered. And thank you, Lord. We're not going to forget it. We're always going to confess it. We're not going to partake of this in an unworthy manner and continue on in unbelief. Today, we're going to continue on in belief and believing that this has been accomplished, this reconciliation is done, and we are who you say we are, and we have what you say we have. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I lost your face. I've got to move all this stuff out the way. There you are.
All right. Thank Pray, you, Father, for Lord. Your healing power across us. Fellowship in Jesus' name. There is no distance between us, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Praise.
Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your healing and deliverance power running throughout this fellowship in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. David, I appreciate you coming on. I know everybody here does, too. Y'all want to just say something to him? Anybody got a question for us?
Thank you, David. God bless you.
Amen.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So do we. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bye, donkey.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, Joe. Where'd you go, Joe? You in the dark, Joe.
Oh, we got load shedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got no power. Yeah, just on a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate it, David, a whole lot, because I know you're busy.
Okay. I'm going to go. Lord bless you.
All right. Let's give him a hand. That's what they call it, a hand clap of praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, we'll pass. Do what?
We're celebrating Jesus today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is in charge, Lord of God.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing through Trump. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging him and picking him up and putting him back on the road here and putting faith in his heart. Thank you for delivering him from the oppression of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. A lot of people betrayed this man. So many people have betrayed this man. And thank you, Father, that you're going to pick him up and get his sight back on the promises. And, amen.
Thank you. All right.
See y'all.
All right, David. Thank you very much. We're going to pass the plate now. Oh, my. Well, that was good. Yeah, Missy.
I have a prayer request, and David reminded me of it, talking about sunlight and the whole COVID thing. Not that I'm really concerned about that, but We have had days on end of cloudiness. Merle's over there in the kitchen laughing. He heard me. So I wanna pray that the Lord, we just command these clouds to go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke them. We command whatever it is that's causing these clouds to go in the name of Jesus. And we just command sunny skies in the name of Jesus for the next several days. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we just, Father God, we just thank you for sending your angels out there to disrupt all of this praying on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we're going to have clear skies where it's needed and rain where it's needed and when it's needed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. All right, Will, go ahead, brother.
And Julie was confessing her sins, and she asked not to be negative. And those negative thoughts when a tough day is upon us, you know. I was just thinking, for the last year, the Lord has really been pressing me to rejoice at all times. At all times, I must be joyful and praising the Lord, no negativity. And today, while I was running after that cow, you know, it's a daily battle for all of us. And I've got a few scriptures that I want to read, if it's all right, regarding this whole, when Julie was saying that, it just came up. If I think if we can get there where Paul and Silas were, you know, they had a horrible day, even much worse than mine. And they were praising the Lord to the extent that the Lord blessed them with the angels coming down from heaven and just shaking the prison. So here's the scriptures. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, bless is the man that trusteth in thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, I love this verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. If I can just pray. Lord, please, at all times, even if it's extremely dark and we're going through bad trials and bad exams and things that's extremely trying, that we will bless you at all times and be extremely happy about what you've done for us, and that where we're going and all your promises, that we will not be downcast and negative and angry and bitter, that we'll really shine, Lord. Please anoint us with this. I'm sure that's the anointing, you know, that's the anointing that we're all waiting for and fighting for. It's just will be just so awesome to be where Paul and Silas were. Lord, we thank you now, and I know everyone here has been praying for this, and that, it would be manifest. So we thank you, Lord, that we have the ability to be joyful and praising and just super thankful and happy and all the time. Amen.
Amen. This afternoon, about the same thing happened to Tiffany. They were getting a little bit anxious because they were having to wait to do these treatments for Ryan. Now send her Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Praise God forevermore. So when you do that, just get in the Word and watch what happens. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's good. All right, anybody else? We had a record number of people here tonight. Somebody said, we've never seen David live. I've seen him in his birthday suit, and that's not my ceiling. That's not. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Pat.
It's a little bit too much information.
I know.
One thing that I found, which sometimes it's hard. Matter of fact, I quite often forget it, but I know the Lord kind of implanted it into me when early on in my life, and that is that scripture where it's in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the hard part of that is if you can just remember to do that in the midst of the opposition. In other words, in the midst of the cow, finding the cow over in the neighbor's yard, and you feel that anger just rolling up in you, or whatever it is it's rolling up. And if you can, in that point in time, just lift your eyes to the Lord and give him thanks for that particular offense, or that person that may be offending you, or staring at you, maybe yelling at you, or intimidating you, or whatever. If you can separate that moment and give thanks to God, for he has brought this into your life for a purpose. And I'll tell you what, I know the Lord will bless you because it takes the sting or the power out of that moment of time when you can transfer your gaze upon the Lord and actually thank him for being the author or allowing that to come into your life, because he has a purpose for every one of these situations, even if it's just bringing that stuff up from within us so that we can see it, recognize it, and cast it down and cast it out. But I have to say that if I can say that there's one thing that the Lord has done in my life that has impacted me on a daily basis as far as interaction with people, that would be the one habit that if we could get into, I think he would. And the interesting thing about it is that he showed me that he commanded us to give thanks. He didn't command us to be thankful about it or feel overjoyous blessing in this time. He said to give thanks, like a sacrifice, like speaking the end from from the beginning or whatever. So I just thought I would share that. It was just, it really hit me when I first realized it.
Amen. That's a good one. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we just call the end. And that cow, William, if you get, you know, if that cow gets you kind of down, have a barbecue. That cow will never bother you again. I guarantee it. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Michael, you must get past my mom and my gran. They're feisty ladies if you want to kill that cow. Good luck. Amen.
Kill that cow, put him on the grill. Amen.
And go ahead, Grant, William.
Yeah, do what, Will?
And I think my gran, she knows karate, eh? You must be careful.
That's not good to have a granny that knows karate. She can take you out, brother. You got to be careful around her. Amen. Go ahead, Ria.
Thanks, Michael. I think I wanted to share something with the group. They were just kind of blessed, Claire and I. It's about the word meek. And it's always kind of puzzled me, and I didn't really understand it, because it always sounded like it's, you've got to be weak, right? But we know it's not the same as being as weak is not the same as being meek. So, and then we stumbled onto this explanation of the word, and it was really so nice. And I think we're talking about cows, but maybe we'll know something about horses as well. But listen to this, and it was really just so good. And the reason for it is because it's Matthew 5:5 says that blessed are the meek, and they will inherit the earth. And then there's so many promises that come for people that are meek. So we thought it's important for us to know what it means. And then we stumbled onto this explanation of the word, and the word is actually praus, is the word where it comes from. And this guy was explaining it to in this blog post he read, and it said the word praus was actually borrowed from the military, and it relates to horse training. And this is where it's fascinating. It says there was a word study was done, and it says the Greek army would find the wildest horses in the mountains, and they would bring them to be broken in. And then after months of training, they sorted those horses into different categories. Now, some were discarded, right? So they didn't make the cut. Some were broken, like you would break a horse, which would then be made useful for bearing burdens. And then some were useful for ordinary duties. But then the fewest of all those horses were graduated as war horses. Now, when a horse passed the conditioning required for a war horse, its state was described as praus, that it is meek. Those war horses were called meek. The war horse had power under authority and strength under control. A war horse never ceased to be determined, strong, and passionate. However, it learned to bring its nature under discipline. It gave up being wild, unruly, out of control, and rebellious, like the wild horses are. A war horse learned to bring that nature under control. It would. This for me was just blew me away. It said it would now respond to the slightest touch of the rider. It can stand in the face of cannon fire, and it can thunder into battle and stop at a whisper. It was now meek. In Jesus' time, a meek person was one who was obedient to the will of God. He's courteous, he's patient, slow to anger, and meek person had self-control. And that just blew me away that we, the Holy Spirit, is the rider on us as war horses. We're not broken. We are free. Those war horses were free. They were not broken in like other horses that are just bridled and will do whatever you tell them. No, they were free, but they were under such control like we should be under the Holy Spirit in the face of cannon fire and running into battle. We don't do our own will. We just listen for the Holy Spirit. And it's at any nudge we were able to go, but we don't go without the nudging of the rider of the Holy Spirit. And that's what meek is all about. And I thought that's just so lovely.
That was good, Rian. That was a very good analogy.
I'll share that. I'll put it in the text, and we'll send it out on email as well. And
yeah, that'd meek, be awesome.
Meek is not being weak. So we are called to be weak in other circumstances of the Bible as well. Yes, definitely, because God's power is made perfect in weakness. But why are the meek will inherit the earth? Because that's the ones that are completely under the control of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That was absolutely lovely. Okay, go ahead, Andrew. No, it was. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That sounds like the courage of our Lord Jesus Christ when he went to his cross, totally meek. And he did inherit the earth. It's that a lot of people have to find that out. Praise God. I like it. That's what it reminded me of.
Absolutely. I'm waiting to get it. I want to see it and read it for myself. That's an awesome definition of meekness. Okay, anybody else?
You know, Michael, can we pray for something that Pat brought up in the heat of the moment, that the Holy Spirit would come in to remind us? Because he does remind us of everything he teaches us. And as it says in John 14:26, and I think that's something we should pray about.
Okay.
That we, at that time when we most need him, that he has to show up at those times. Like someone prayed for finding their Bible, and they found it right after they prayed, you know, so we need him at those times. But, you know, at those times, like when the cow's going to go over the fence there, we might need him right there. He's dead in there. And that's usually when we sometimes lose it. So I would pray, Lord, that in accordance to your word, Father God, you said you would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that you would teach us all things and remind us of everything you taught us to keep us in line, to keep us on the path, to lead us, to guide us, and to keep us. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that for us. We're going to look for that, Lord, for when we need you the most. In Jesus' name I pray. And thank you, Jesus, for doing this. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Missy.
What came to me was Matthew 11. 28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think those are some pretty good verses there. You know, to give you, because you know he's saying, learn from me. I only did what the Father spoke to me. That's meek. You know, it's he was led by the Spirit, but the Spirit of the Father in him, you know. So yeah. Amen.
I heard a definition one time. It was three words of meek, and it was empty of self. Which goes along with what we want to be led by the Spirit. And to be led by the Spirit, we have to be empty of self. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, it does, Greg. Certainly does. Amen. Go ahead, Dominique.
Hey, so I just want to ask which one of you guys tapped my phone. No, I'm just kidding. But everything that you guys say has been like punching me in the gut today in a good way. Like, oh, man. But yeah, praise God. You know, it's definitely a lot that I needed to hear. And it was the first time I've taken communion since actually coming to Christ. So it was like a real good experience. Although all I had was coffee and a cookie, so I had to use that. But it worked.
Okay. Amen. It's by faith, isn't it?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Amen. Gatorade and a donut would work if that's all you got. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anybody else? Well, go ahead, brother. That poor cow's getting to work over here.
My mom wants to say something, and I also just want to ask about the Telegram. Have we made a decision as to if we're going to do a Telegram group or?
What does that mean? I'm not following you. I don't get.
Oh yeah, I asked a couple of weeks ago if it would be a good idea to start a Telegram. It's an app like WhatsApp. But not through what's it called, Facebook, and then we can it's also good for us if we want to make international calls, which it's on data and it's not on airtime, which is very expensive. If we want to phone you guys in an emergency, we can phone you on that app. For everyone on that's not in America, it's going to be much easier to get hold of you, Michael. And then we can also do a group where, I don't know, like it's sort of like a WhatsApp group. And then everyone can, we can post things. You can do prayer requests on there. We can put information on there.
It's like Facebook, you say? Well,
No. It's. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe someone else will be better at explaining it to you that knows Telegram.
It's called Telegram. Is that kind of like Skype?
Yeah, it's sort of like Skype, but we can make one group and everyone can be on that group and we can post images, documents. You can post documents on there, books, and also prayer requests, and then it's on everyone's a phone, and it's and everyone's in that group. It's a decision that I think we I don't know if I've explained it properly. I don't know what communication methods you guys use in America. Like, okay. I don't know if you guys use WhatsApp.
You have to download the app.
I don't do social media because it takes up too much time.
Yeah, it's something that I think we need to keep in mind if it's going to be beneficial. But from a perspective that we can actually phone you we can phone you guys more economically.
But both of us would have to have that app downloaded on our computer.
On your cell phone, actually.
On the cell phone. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You could have it on the computer too. You could download it on your computer as well.
So if I had it on my computer and I'm outside, how's that going to hit me?
Well, you could have it on both. If you choose to, you could have it on both.
Okay.
I have the Telegram app. It's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. The group, I think the group will be nice because we'll have contact with one another and we can post and continue discussions on there. And also information and documents can be posted on the group, prayer requests, and then... the thing is, it shouldn't distract from being in the Word of the Lord and be too distracting. I guess we can ask the Lord about that one.
William, okay. Can I ask you a question? How do you limit? How would you limit? How would you keep do you have to be invited into the group?
Yeah, like let's say you start the group, then you're admin. I think you can create co-admins. I'm not sure on Telegram. And then you invite everyone. Then you invite the people on the group. I guess someone can start it and then just hand it over to Michael once he's more familiar with the app. And then, then you can take off who you want from there. It's just, I think it's like you could put emergency.
Uh-oh.
We lost Cal must have chewed up his telephone line.
See, prayer request, that's for me would be lovely. And also a community of documents. And then everyone can get it sort of there. And we can continue conversations of what we've done in the group if need be. The only problem I think with a group like that, it can be distracting if not managed properly.
That would be my questions. What's the downside? I can see the advantage of having the ability to communicate to the group
Lana might have some answers here. Go ahead, Lana.
It just sounds like there's a little bit of back and forth, but I just wanted to maybe clarify. Right now, there's tons of apps out there basically for these purposes. Like my family has one. It's Viber. It's basically where you can create group chats that allow you to do video calls. You can do voice recordings if you don't want to type out a message. You can post documents, post images, and they're free. They just require some internet, and you can, I think William said, have an administrator who will invite and maintain the group in terms of adding people, removing people, or managing content, depending on the application. They're normally for phones. These days, you can also download them on your computer. And then as Pat mentioned over there, you probably want some guidelines on there if you do stuff like that, because it's very easy to get distracted with these things. Where unnecessary information is being passed around either for fun or outside of its purpose. I come from a generation of about 200 plus cousins, and they created one of these things, and you eventually just mute it and don't participate. So we definitely wouldn't want that to turn out to be here. So in William's case, and I think for many others maybe out there, this would be very useful so that you wouldn't have to email documents or prayer requests and then be like, oh, we missed somebody's email. But it would certainly have to be with modest guidelines in order to not be a distraction and go outside of its purpose as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen. I know I tried Facebook years ago, and I found out real quick that it'll eat up time very quickly, and I just got rid of it and never did play with it again. If somebody wants to facilitate that, I don't have the time, but if somebody wants to facilitate, I will join in. Signal. If somebody wants to do that, that's fine. I'll participate, but I can't be one that facilitates it because I'm too busy as it is. Lana, did you want to facilitate that, or Theo, or somebody over there? David? Somebody? One somebody?
We'll have to discuss it some more, see what we want to put, what's allowed on it. And then,
find out which is the best app to use. That's probably the first thing we need to do.
Right. Find out where we want to take this as far as how much, access people want to have for the use of this. Like, we don't want to make it disruptive for people's lives either. But not something disruptive.
What I want to say, the group admin can ban any messages. The rest of the group can't necessarily post any messages on there. But maybe send it to admin, and then if admin decides it's good, they can post it on, and then everyone can just receive it. So something like that will seriously, will make sure there's not spam. Yeah, spam is, I think, the word.
I know you guys have a blog, so it'd be like, it'd be good for like blogging stuff of something to be shared like that, but for the group. But even then, we want to make sure it's like Lana said, it's just not a bunch of stuff just thrown out there.
Well, I tell you, I can see how it would be beneficial, but I can also see how it can be a something that drags you down too. The benefits of it is if you don't abuse it, because if you abuse it, you're getting people dragged down, you know, and that kind of stuff. We got our focus is on Jesus. And I understand Will, with people like Will and Dirk and Paula and Petra and all of y'all that are outside the country, it would be a great way to communicate with us when necessary. And that'd be awesome. I can see that. And Greg, too. And anybody else that's outside the country wants to get in touch with us, that would be great. All right, Dominique, go ahead.
Okay, so I actually have a group like this on Facebook Messenger. And what we did to monitor people just like sending silly stuff and everything is we actually made like a second chat too, just in case anybody wanted to send anything that wasn't related to the gospel or about Jesus or anything like that. So like, let's say somebody wanted to send something that's informative, but not about God, we would put it on that group or vice versa. So that's basically how I monitored that. And actually it turned out that people stopped chatting with silly stuff less when we did that. I don't know how that ended up working out that way, but people are more focused on the group chat about God than they were on the other chat. So that's just one way to combat it. I don't know if that's a good idea or what. That's just what I thought of.
Amen. Yeah, that could work too. I don't know enough about it to talk about it, so I'll let y'all handle that. Whatever y'all decide, that'd be fine. I'll participate unless it gets to be a problem.
Well, I think the one thing that will be nice for me is if I'm in an emergency situation and I urgently need prayer, I can just put the voice note down. Every one of you guys receives it immediately, and it's going to be that, from that perspective, it can be very powerful.
That'd be good. I can see how that would be good. Just use it in emergency situations. Amen. Don't call me because your baby pooped in his diaper and you need somebody to help you. I ain't going to do it. Amen. All right. Yeah, Vanita.
So to set that up, we would need to get everybody's contact information. I don't think that's, is that available somewhere?
Well, I have everybody's email. I don't have everybody's telephone number. What we can do, we can, if they want to, whoever facilitates this, they can send me the information and I'll send it out on an email.
Do we need to just download the, would we just need to download the app personally first? Usually what happens is we download the app and then we receive an invite from somebody, the administrator or something like that. Usually that's kind of the way it works.
And we got to find out what app we're even going to use.
I don't know anything about those things.
Like Lana brought up a couple other ones. I thought, oh, okay.
Signal.
William, have you ever used Signal?
I'm not familiar with Signal. But I think Telegram is going to, I might win this one because I think you can put, with WhatsApp is a limited amount of, on your audios, but I think in Telegram you can post a teaching from, let's say, David that is quite large, and Telegram would send that through. So there's a few things that we need to consider in choosing the right app.
Here's the deal. Let me go ahead and let's close out. And let me shut the recording off. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you so much that tonight people were healed, delivered, and set free because of our faithfulness and your faithfulness to us. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for answering all of our prayers. And Father, we just rest in you because we know you're in control of the political realm up there, and you're going to drain the swamp. And we know that Trump's going to be the president. It didn't make any difference what the mainstream media or anybody else says, because you told them, but God. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.